we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're looking at the topic, problems in marriage. One of the greatest lies ever told comes with the statement, "And they were married and lived happily ever after." Many marriages don't live happily ever after. In fact, in our society, more and more marriages are dissolving in divorce as the marriage partners elect to run from the problems rather than staying to work them out. Problems? Yes, there are problems in marriage. Problems in every marriage that must be worked out as two people learn to adjust to one another's peculiarities and background. I'd like to spend this week dealing with some of the common problems that all too frequently flare up into major disasters in marriage. One of the major sources of irritation between the marriage partners lies in the area of time. Now, normally the wives are the ones who complain about their husbands in this area. He may not remember to tell his wife when his schedule is going to be different, so she doesn't know when he's coming home from work. Or he may spend too little time with the family or too little time with his wife away from the children. Husbands also can complain about their wives as well. Often they'll say that their wife is always late. Occasionally, a wife will spend too much time away from her husband. She's been home with the kids all day, and when he comes home from work, she heads out to the stores for some shopping or to a club meeting. If that's repeated too often, her husband resents her failure to be with him at home. In every case, the complaint about time is usually a surface complaint rather than the real problem. The key in the area lies in making the time that the couple has together quality time, rather than just a certain number of hours. You can work out the scheduling difficulties, using the phone to let your marriage partner know about unexpected changes in your schedule. You can work on promptness, but you also need to work on making the time that you have together good time, time that brings mutual satisfaction to both the husband and the wife. You can work on a home repair project together. You can play games together. You can go for a walk around the block together. As you do these things, the time that you spend together becomes a precious memory to both. Of course, as in every area, you need to learn to communicate your feelings if you have a serious problem in this matter. Work out the problem so that it's no longer a serious matter to the two of you. A second major area for complaint is boredom. The husband is bored with his job, but he feels trapped in it because he needs the money. The wife is bored by staying at home with the kids day after day. Boredom creates pressure that often destroys the marriage. It can open the door to an adulterous affair. It can stifle communication at home. It can lead to the use of alcohol or drugs. To resolve the problem, you must creatively work at keeping the freshness in your marriage. You must set goals, both short-term and longer-term goals. You must work together to create different solutions to the things that plague you with boredom. Above all, you must communicate your feelings, your frustrations, your hopes, your dreams to one another. You must try to understand each other and support each other as you work to overcome the problem of boredom in your home. Let me note that with both of the problems I mentioned today, time and boredom, the solution demands that you and your marriage partner communicate effectively. Now that's not just an argument or a hurled accusation. That's a calm, sympathetic, supportive conversation as you share yourself with your partner. As you work at this, over the years of your marriage, you can build a wholesome relationship that will allow you to work out the problems of your home.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.